I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order Monday, September 17th. First item is approval of the agenda. First by Terry.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We have an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, welcome. I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, there's a request for executive session. I don't anticipate any specific action based on the discussion in executive session. There are legal items as well as, I think, discussion on 3 contract matters. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Is there a motion for exec?
So moved.
First by Becca. Second by Jason. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. We're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item up is informational reports. Included in the packet is September 5th minutes from Planning and Commission. Item 6 is announcements and praise. We just have one on the agenda right at this point. It's a proclamation I think I've done pretty much every year that I've been mayor, but I'll read through it here. Whereas September 17th, 2018 marks the 231st anniversary of the birthday of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. Whereas in fitting and proper to record official recognition of this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to patriotic celebrations which all commemorate the occasion. Whereas Public Law 915 guarantee the issuing of the proclamation each year by the President of the United States, Presidents of America designating September 17th and 23rd through 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, Mark Carstensen, by virtue of the authority vested in me, Mayor of the City of Sturgis in the State of South Dakota, I do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Hard to read on this brown paper. Sheesh. I wanted to add one thing. I recognize Gary Matthew for his Tom Brokaw Award he received from USD, but he was this year's recipient of the Tom Brokaw Award. So, yep.
I have one also. I would like to say congratulations to Councilman Coach Steve Kessler for being inducted into the South Dakota Coaches Hall of Fame.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
Anyone else? Daniel, I'll turn it over to you for City Manager's Report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Before I begin, one item that was not on the agenda, but I'm happy to report that we did get the final assessed valuation, and we received that from the county. And when we adopted the budget, we anticipated that the mill was going to be dropped by 4%. In reality, it's actually going to be dropped by 6%, so that's a significant reduction. If you look at it over 2 years, it's been a 13% reduction. Since just 2014, it's a 21%, and since 94, it's a 42% reduction. So looking back at all the different cities that we're able to see throughout the state, no one has come close to that sort of property tax relief for our residents. So I think that's good news definitely for everyone that owns property in Sturgis. What has continued to occur is that our sales tax continues to grow, as does our rally income. And so with that, we have different revenue streams that we don't have to rely on property tax as much. And so the amount of property tax that we actually are requesting actually has gone down over the last several years. In addition to that, honestly, our costs have decreased. And that's decreased as we've been just more efficient with operations. That's been very helpful. And really what also has been very, very helpful is our growth. As we continue to grow as a community, the county's discretionary formula has definitely helped to expand our commercial growth. And what's happening now is each year we have more and more commercial properties that come onto the tax rolls for the first time. That is a significant benefit to the community and also just general growth that we're seeing. When we look at different sources of gaining revenue into our community, it all helps to offset the amount of property tax that we take, as well as to increase the amount that we spend on infrastructure. So when we are financing our own TIFs or investing in CDs, that is generating a lot of extra money. If you look, almost the entire cost of our finance office, well, probably 60% of our finance office is paid for through interest that the city receives. I mean, that's something that before was truly just paid for out of property tax. And different things like that, trying to be more creative to get additional revenue means we can continue to reduce the property tax. Moving on in a similar vein, our sales tax update. This is for July sales as well as August temporary vendors. The 2% month over month, we are actually up 6.2% over last year. Year over year, we're up 0.7%. In the triple B, where we were up month over month 7.8%. And year over year, we're actually up 10.5%. So tremendous. It goes to show tourism continues to grow significantly here in Sturgis. A lot of that is from the additional events that we have, as well as the additional investments we've been making in advertising. That's being paid for through the downtown bid district, as well as the hotel bid district. As well as also different rally initiatives that we've had to enhance advertising. I think we're definitely starting to see the fruits of those efforts. Under payroll changes, we do have some additional changes, or we do have a new paramedic that is coming on board. And also for one of our EMTs, there's the $1.50 stipend or additional pay when that individual would actually do billing, and that's across the board. Anyone who does billing, when they actually do billing, they do get an additional payment or they an additional increase. We have a part-time sales clerk at our liquor store, community center. We have some needs for some part-time front desk, and so hopefully we'll have someone on board here soon. And in the recreation department as well, we have several referees that will be starting, as well as a morning yoga instructor. Are there any questions?
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is the consent calendar. We have A through J. I do want to make sure the typo is corrected. On I, it's actually September 28th is what that's supposed to be. That was a typo there. Does council wish to remove any of the items A through J and discuss them individually? How about anybody in the public? Items on the consent calendar. Come on up, Bonnie. Which one you got? We have a request to remove F and discuss individually. Any other items from the public? Is there a motion? With the removal of F, I'm assuming, Mike. We have a first by Mike with the removal of F.
Second.
We have a second by Ron for approval of the consent calendar minus F. There's Ron. Yep. We do have some minutes here, so a roll call. Terry, we'll start with you. Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Consent calendar minus F is approved. F is a resolution 2018-58. Daniel, I'll turn it over to you for the staff information, please.
This is a resolution that simply plats out two separate areas for parcels that will later be merged into existing parcels. The red hatched area is currently owned by the city of Sturgis. That goes beyond where actually the limits of what's paved is, and so we will be taking that additional property, making that a separate parcel so that we can merge that with Mr. Punt's residence. And then the yellow hatched area there will in turn be deeded to the city so that the right-of-way is really indicative as to what's actually on the ground. I was going to say is a correct right-of-way width, but it's still not quite large enough, but it's actually what is at least there.
Is there any discussion from council on that? Thanks, Daniel. Any other discussion on that item? We have a first by Rhea to approve F of the consent calendar. Second. I have a second by Ron. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Consent calendar is approved.